brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Welcome, everyone, to yet another suds segment where we drink more beer by 9 a.m. than most people do all day. Hey, that's a badge of honor, right?
Can't
there.
Drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
Absolutely.
I'm one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana, and joining me at the table today is good old boy Kendall.
Hello, everyone. It's great to be here.
Hi. Good old boy, Mike. Hello.
Please step forward. Come on to the ferry. Forward. Keep moving. Forward.
Hey, everybody.
Of course.
Yeah, that's a good sound.
Why do we keep inviting him back?
You know? Don't stop. Keep moving forward.
Okay, Mr. Kennedy. Reverend Mark, hello.
Hello, hello. So good to be here and drinking these fine beers as I look at them. I can't wait.
How cool. Good old boy Dave.
I hardly know, you know, what I'm talking about.
Sums it up, doesn't it?
Yeah, that I should have played that quite a bit for Dave. Yeah.
I should have played that perfect. For Mike now that I'm thinking about it.
Well, they can't all be winners. No, I'm just kidding. All right, today's episode is a takeover of Icarus Brewing. I hope I'm saying that right.
Yep.
In Lakewood, New Jersey, which is sort of close to Point Pleasant, New Jersey, which is on the coast as opposed to inland.
Like, none of us know what you're talking about.
Whatever. You guys just need
We're
to get
to church.
We're
all Southern, okay? As are you now.
You could say it's a suburb of Maryland for all we care. You know?
It's not a suburb of Maryland. It's a whole different thing.
What? No buzzard?
You know what? I'm with you on this one, dude. So it's fine. For once, you and I are on the same side.
Wow.
Wow. Write that one down. Yeah. That's like monumental.
Pretty sure the recording stopped. So it's safe to say that.
Yeah. All right. Well, I went to the Garden State on a recent trip back home to Pennsylvania and decided to bring back some beer for the good old boys to try. Speaking of good old boys, good old boy Dave, why don't you tell us a bit about this brewery?
Here I go, reading the words.
Read the words.
All right. We brew great beer. Well, we'll figure that out in a minute. But that's not enough to satisfy us. At Icarus Brewing, we believe you go big or you go home. Hmm. The variety of beers we offer in our weekly output is tough to match. We release an average of 3 to 5 new beers every single week. Is that a good idea? And our minds are always spinning with new flavors, new ideas, and new ways to thrill our local, our loyal Icarus drinkers. We also happen to be Lakewood, New Jersey's first microbrewery, a point of pride for our hometown team. At Icarus, we've built our business on 3 key values: quality, drawing upon local flavors to create fresh, handcrafted ales and lagers; innovation, working constantly and diligently to create new recipes, content, and concepts; and community, hosting fundraisers and brewing specialty beers that we sell in order to donate the proceeds to charity.
Hmm.
That's very nice.
Yeah, that's way too long. I would like for a Jersey, you know, brewery to have just like one really small, you know, like, yo, don't double park there. That's it. That's all their goal is, you know.
Really?
Yes.
That's what you would like someone to put on their website?
Pretty much.
To make people
want to
drink
their beer. I think you could read that successfully too, Dave.
I got like at least 8 out of 10
words. So you create a brewery to give all the money away.
You did get most of the words.
Thanks, buddy.
Well done.
See, Kendall's on my side.
I like the word most.
Wow. Well, I was looking up what the word Icarus would mean, you know, because I know it's Greek mythology.
He flew too high to the sun. Too close to the sun.
And his dad was the guy that made the labyrinths that held the Minotaur.
Yeah.
In
There you go.
Yeah, in the cave or
so
whatever.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah.
He's just one more kid that didn't listen to his father, and guess what happened?
Yeah, there you go. I'm going to create a brewery.
Exactly. All right.
I know what Kendall and I were thinking over here. We were looking, you know,
oh, yeah.
A beer every week.
3 to 5 a week?
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
So I know what their motto is. If you don't like it, come back next week.
Yeah. That's a lot of beer.
Who do they think they are, Bearded Iris?
Ooh. Oh, man.
So bad.
Yeah, we can get into that after we taste the beers.
Yeah.
Let's see if it works.
Yeah,
still love you, Paul.
Yeah.
All right. Reverend Mark, why don't you give us the lineup for today?
All right.
In your best New Jersey accent or not.
I've only been to New Jersey once, but I'll do my best. Okay, the Icarus Brewing beers we'll be trying today are When the Haze Clears, the West Coast Style IPA.
Colonel Sanders?
Sounds more like Savannah, Georgia, dude.
Okay.
I mean, you're on the right side of the country.
Yeah.
You just need to go north. Like.
Yeah, yeah. You know. I get off this bus and go north now. Okay. We want the Arctic Gold, an Imperial IPA.
Okay.
Yacht Juice, Imperial IPA. Drinking Crayons, an Imperial IPA. Yacht All the Time, a double dry hopped IPA.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if time permits, we may have a bonus beer to share with you,
which we will pronounce in a non-New Jersey accent.
Like the one I just did.
Yeah.
You know what, though? It was still better than Mike's. It was still way better than Mike's.
Yes.
100%. 100%.
Thank you. That was awesome. That was awesome. All right. Good old boy Kendall, why don't you give us the Suds ratings for today?
Okay. Let's see if I can do it. We'll be discussing and rating these beers with these Suds ratings, plus our signature belching sounds. Here are those ratings now. That sucks. Give me anything but a bud. 2. Was that a belt? 3. Ah, what a relief. 4. A body should really not make that sound. And 5. Listen to that hang time. Give me another.
Standing ovation, no less.
That was the best one of the day.
I spent a little time in Jersey.
Yep. Tony, Ronnie, bring me the Nyquil chicken.
And we're crashing back to earth just like Icarus.
Don't be double parking over there.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Well, I think it's time for a beer, don't you?
Yes. Absolutely.
Thank you. Okay. First one we're going to talk about is When the Haze Clears. It's a West Coast style IPA, clocking in at 6.9% ABV, brewed with domestic Turo and English Maris Otter. Oh, I love you, Maris Otter. Aggressively hopped with Columbus Centennial, Matuka, and Nelson Sauvin, then dry hopped with even more Matuka, Nelson Sauvin, and Strata.
I love the aroma. It really, mm-hmm. Yeah, it smelled great.
Yeah, and it's crystal clear. So they got the West. That's one thing about West Coast. They got down.
Aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
You know you're drinking a hoppy beer here for sure.
It's bitter.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Nicely.
So is this like what you would call like new West Coast?
I would.
It doesn't have the caramel backbone.
You're not. Yeah, and you're getting a lot of those juicier hop flavors that you're getting out of the New England.
You're not getting the old school.
It's kind of the modern interpretation of the West Coast. Still clear, still bitter, but a little bit different flavor profile. Yeah,
not pine or...
It's not your Firestone Walker.
There you go.
No, it's not. It's so pleasant, though. Like...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one thing to have just big bitterness that strips enamel off your teeth. It's another one to have big bitterness that's smooth and still balanced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's got just the slightest hint of softness at the end to just, you know, break it off, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And as far as the mouthfeel, too, it's very creamy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so satisfying.
Oh, my God, it's the best thing ever.
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe they took a few things they've learned from doing, you know, New England styles, a big creamy mouthfeel, and juicy, fruity hops and then put them into this with a West Coast interpretation. I think they did a really good job with this one.
Yeah. Maybe a little oatmeal or something.
I would say of all the West Coast IPAs we've had lately, this is probably one of the ones that I would put at the top, you know. I think some of the other ones we've had, I would describe as they're aspirational at mm-hmm. best. And this is actually a pretty solid beer. You know, I would definitely say this is, you could stack it up against, you know, some true West Coast, you know, IPAs and say, you know, wow, I thought that was made, you know, in California.
It'd be interesting to know if this is one of the ones that like where they're cranking out a new one every week or if they've made this a few times.
I'm betting they went through quite a few iterations with that hop blend. Yeah, they didn't nail it on the first try. You know, they probably went through 20 iterations before they finally got to the right blend.
And I can say if I'm looking at a beer menu and it's just like 20 Deepas of one kind or another and I'm hazed and confused, I would go for this one first.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Absolutely. I still don't like when brewers use like so many different hops in a cocktail all the time. I think it just more often than not, it's cluttered.
I'm going to give this my ultimate compliment and Kendall as we finished our samples.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, we are going to rate the When the Haze Clears a 4. That's a pretty good start, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, I'm impressed for trying to make a style of beer that, you know, is maybe out of your wheelhouse, you know, natively. I think, yeah, it's pretty solid for sure.
Yeah. Wow. I'm kind of blown away. I kind of am.
I wonder how demand, what kind of demand there is though, really for a West Coast IPA, you know, in the Northeast. I mean, I know. I mean, you walk into tap rooms, and I don't see people.
I think
doing
it's coming
that.
Back. I think people are That's ready what for, I'm, yeah. for the better.
Well, yeah. We'll be back with more in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone. So we are doing a little discussion here about beer from Icarus Brewing Company in Lakewood, New Jersey.
Lakewood.
Mm-hmm. The next one that we are going to talk about is We Want the Arctic Gold. And, okay, the hint on the can art, for whatever reason, I'm getting vibes of Iron Maiden, like Seventh Son of a Seventh Son era kind of thing. Power Slave.
Yeah, I could see it a little bit.
I don't know. Icarus, if you meant this, I got you, and it's cool. Though I know it's probably more into like the Greek mythology.
She could have like her own show just on can art.
I could, right?
As long as it was all about Iron Maiden.
Well, okay. So this one is an Imperial IPA, copiously dry hop with El Dorado, Lupulin Mosaic, and Columbus, and then double dry hopped with Arctic hops from Mighty Axe. And this is 8.3% ABV.
Boy, you could have fooled me. In terms, it just goes down so easy.
Mm-hmm.
To not, it doesn't strike me as a high ABV.
Well, that's a good thing.
It is a good. It's a very good thing.
Yeah, I'm not getting that. But I think the flavors are kind of muted in this. It's kind of muddy. I mean, I expect it to be a little brighter when I hear those hops. I'm thinking I'm going to get a lot of fruit, and it's just kind of there.
Well, you know, the first thing when somebody hands me an Imperial that, you know, my radar goes up for is how sweet is this going to be, you know? And the vast majority of Imperial IPAs that, at least that I taste, they go way too sweet. And everything gets lost. I like Kendall's description of saying, kind of muddled. Yeah. But yeah, this just feels, very muted, knocked down. I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of this hop.
Yeah, blend. I think the sweetness is kind of covering up everything else.
Well, maybe it's the sweetness that keeps me from feeling the warmth.
The booze.
That I was looking for,
It's super soft.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it is sweet. And I was looking for a big bouquet.
Mm-hmm.
And because of all the dry hop, double dry hopping and all, and it just, was kind of there, but nothing spectacular.
Yeah. I mean, it smells pretty good and it tastes pretty good, but I feel like there's a step missing somewhere.
She's going to completely disagree with all of us.
Yeah, totally.
Let me tell you four why you're wrong on this.
So, no. Mike, this is why you're wrong.
Am I that transparent?
Coach us up, baby. Coach us up.
No, it's not that. I feel like this is a winter drinking beer because it has like this sort of resininess to it. I don't know why. It's a little sticky for me. If that makes any sense, sticky.
There's a definite resonant back note in there.
Yeah, but I don't know exactly where it's coming from. It's such a big contrast between the first beer that we had to this one.
It is.
And I know that it's, West Coast versus Imperial. I think
more I'm sipping on it here. Probably if you had not told me what this was, I would have actually had guessed the grain bill was wheat because it is so soft.
Yeah.
And I would have said this is just a really very hoppy wheat beer, it really is that soft.
It's funny, like on some of their beers in the description, they say heavily wheated. So I wonder if maybe there is some wheat. They're just not making it part of the description.
But this one says heavily oated, which I got. Yep, right on the can.
One third to go. Okay, I didn't see it on the can.
Well, there. So that explains some of the softness.
So you get that. Super soft.
Yeah. Exactly.
So it's a really great oated, wheated beer.
I think this is the kind of beer that answers your question about the last beer, about like what is there a demand for West Coast beers in the Northeast? I think if most people are drinking a lot of these East Coast kind of hazy, soft beers, that does create a desire for a change of pace. Beer. Yep. And I think that West Coast beer.
Oh, I think this would definitely assert a change of pace because what was ABV?
8.3.
Yeah, that's going to sneak up on you pretty quick.
It does not feel like it.
Yeah, you're going to kill two glasses danger of this zone. And going, what happened? Why am I eating Nyquil chicken?
Yeah, this is a small pour beer for me.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. And I don't know about you guys, but with this recent trip and going, where I went and going to tap rooms or whatever, I'm looking for variety when I go now. Like, I want to see a Pilsner and I want to see a Porter. Don't get me wrong, I enjoy the IPAs, like we all do, but I just feel like I want to do more. I want to see more. I want there to be more, and I want to have variety. Maybe so I can appreciate a good IPA when it's there, but also, to taste something different. Okay, so the We Want Arctic Gold, we are going to rate a 3. I think it's story time now.
Well, speaking of Nyquil chicken,
which we weren't, but okay.
We are now.
So I have a story here from Emily Lefroy. It looks like she's from an outlet called Mick.com. So sorry, I just wanted to provide some attribution where we're getting some of this information. The FDA's warning about Nyquil chicken results in thousands of searches. It's a recipe for disaster and possibly the hospital. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, should be like a dun-dun-dun, noise there, is warning against social media challenge, which involves people coding. I think that every bad idea starts with social media challenge, but anyway.
Or just social media.
Pretty much, which involves people coding their poultry with NyQuil. Please.
Wow.
Hold that down. It's actually called the Nyquil Chicken Challenge. Yeah. Users on social media are covering their meat in the over-the-counter medication, which is used to treat flu symptoms, colds, and allergies. And apparently, it is the first sign of rapid stupidity. Unsurprisingly, the FDA warned that it could be very dangerous outcomes, not just if ingested, but from the cooking process. Here, hang on a second.
You're like inhaling NyQuil fumes.
Yeah. You know, I mean, where do you start with this with a friend? Well, you boiling a medication can make it more concentrated and change its properties in other ways, the FDA explained in a warning, adding that even inhaling the medication's vapors while cooking could cause high levels of drugs to enter your body. Aunt Martha, how do you feel in there? Oh, I'm fine, yeah. Gary.
I'll talk to you in a week.
She hits the floor.
See you in about face. 5 days.
Yes. A little more NyQuil, Aunt Martha.
So,
it could also hurt your lungs, the warning continued. Put simply, so were they using kerosene or K-Rolls?
No idea.
You're vaping, yeah, you're vaping, you know, NyQuil.
Sterno cans? Yeah. All right. Someone could, I'm not suggesting that, by the way. Someone could take a dangerously high amount of cough and cold medicine without even realizing it. Well, I think that's always true. It's unclear why the FDA only now issued the warning about the challenge, since videos have been circulating online for months. We know that you have saved those.
I think they waited a little while just to see if some fringe parts of the population started dropping off, you know?
Have we finally found the entrance exam to be a citizen of the state of Alabama? I think so.
This could be Darwinism at work.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
I think this is natural selection.
Yeah.
Well, the FDA noted that social media trend relied on peer pressure with online videos and people making non-prescription medications and encouraging viewers to
do it unless you're the same. What are you, chicken? Come on, do all right. It.
Here is what happens if you overdose on NyQuil. You could have seizures, okay. Severe dizziness,
yeah.
Liver problems,
ooh.
Breathing problems, okay. And you will be a fan of the University of Alabama. Wow. Just name a few potential fatal symptoms. The FDA has warned that the trend is dangerous.
Wow.
Really? Against pouring medication on food. So,
how's it taste, motherfucker?
Yeah. The challenge is similar to other challenges circulated where idiots gather together for the challenge is also called Sleepy Chicken. Another is called the Benadryl Challenge. Are these people in Iowa that bored?
What's wrong? Yeah, what's yeah. wrong with these people? That is just weird.
Well, you know, yeah. I don't think this is a new phenomenon. I think people have always been doing stupid stuff like this. It's just now they have a platform.
It's amplified.
Yeah. Well, if you ate just one of these cutlets completely, it'd be if you're actually consuming a quarter to a half bottle of NyQuil.
Oh,
God bless. Yeah.
And NyQuil tastes so good. I mean, yeah. why to wouldn't you want to have right. as much as possible?
Right. Yeah.
So I love the one video that I saw was this guy, he actually, you know, he drops in just, you know, a chicken breast into a cast iron skillet. And he's literally pouring the NyQuil. You're seeing the blue, you know, hue.
Yeah.
From, but I love Kendall's, you know, his question. He was like, Are there like other flavors of NyQuil? Yeah. Oh yes, there are.
So there's the regular.
So pick your flavor.
I had no idea.
So there's the regular Blue Death. You know, then there's cherry. There's berry.
Yeah.
There's honey.
Oh wow.
And I think there's a cherry vanilla swirl.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So our own challenge today is we have to figure out what are the best beers to pair with just standard NyQuil. Let's not like take on all, you know, eight flavors.
And then if you do DayQuil chicken, should you drink that with non-alcoholic
beer? I'm thinking a pastry stout, you know, some kind.
Yeah, something really big.
Yeah.
If you're going that over the top, why not just get some Utopias?
Just continue.
Just go for it.
Combine nightmares.
Yeah.
Because Utopias actually tastes just like Robitussin. Different
from,
it's Robitussin.
Maybe just a big old barley wine. Just if you're going to get knocked out, just get knocked out, man.
Wow. That's combining fire with danger.
Oh,
I think, I think Reverend Mark said before the show that if you serve Sleepy Chicken on your first date, that's called Cosby Chicken.
Right. It is.
That's bad.
I can feel the litigation flowing already.
And you end the meal with the pudding pot.
Yeah.
The jello pudding.
Oh. But I will say, Sip Suds and Smokes officially does not approve, as a show, we do not approve of Sleepy Chicken.
Yeah, not at all.
Not at all.
Not at all.
But if you do, please take a video.
Yeah, send us a video.
I need some good entertainment.
But yeah. I'm thinking a Berliner Weiss served with that instead of Woodruff.
The Woodruff syrup.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Just a little NyQuil in there.
And then another beer that comes to mind is the Against the Grain Brown Note.
Yeah.
That's actually a fairly good choice. You know, I think that it has enough sugar in it, you know, mm-hmm. to kind of cut into the hard measure of stupidity would be surrounding the chicken.
Well, after you eat a piece of that chicken, you'll probably be making your own brown note.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Exactly.
So. Well, I just, you know, at the marketing meeting, you know, for brown, you know, at Against the Grain, they go, all right, so we're going to suggest some pairings. Who's going to guess NyQuil chicken?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's going to keep going the whole episode.
Whew.
Yep.
Wow. Thank you for that. I don't know what to say. Okay.
Next beer.
Yeah. Next beer. Let's go to some Yacht Juice. It's an Imperial IPA. It's a Northeast style IPA filled with Citra, Mosaic, and Columbus hops, leaving it with a combination of citrus and dank aroma and flavor. You may not own a yacht, but at least you can enjoy the juice. This one is 8% ABV.
Wow, that's big. Mm. But I kind of like this one. It's a little more...
It's a little brighter, a little crisper. Yeah. I like this one.
Well, yeah. I think it's because like the hop combination is a nice one.
Juicy.
And there's like three hops, which I think
is not excessive.
Yeah. You're not getting all muddied up.
Yeah, I get more brightness than dankness, but the dank is there.
A little bit of dank, but mostly bright. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like this beer.
It's nice. It's for being one of those soft New Englander styles, it does have a little pop crispness to it at the end in the mouth. Mm-hmm. Mouthfeel.
What do you think, JB?
Yeah, I'm definitely a fan. Because of that, I guess the brightness is the term of it. It's soft, but it's got a nice ending just that, you know, just stops. And I can appreciate that because some of the New England style, they just keep going and going and mm-hmm. going, and you want them to end, and usually you have to like stick some lobster in your mouth or something to end it. This does it for you already. And the citrus on it is really pleasant. It's not overbearing, mm-hmm. and it's just enough. Yeah.
Very juicy. You know, I think the one thing here in the description, I don't think is dank. But I think the juices are more like lemon, orange, or probably the two bright, you know, citrus fruits that I'm getting in this.
I really like those lemon notes in a mm-hmm. beer like this. It kind of, you're not getting that crisp acidity of lemon, but that flavor really contrasts the sweetness.
So, right. You know, contrary to my earlier comment, which was this is an Imperial IPA, how sweet is this going to be? Mm-hmm. This is not sweet at all.
No.
This is almost a completely different mash bill. I have no idea, but there are no oats in this whatsoever, I think. So.
Yeah, and in comparison to the previous one that we had, it's not sweet. It's sweet, but it's not like crazy sweet like the previous one was.
Two row barley.
It doesn't.
That would be my bet.
Like it a lot though. Yeah.
I also wondered again too, like if this is one of their mainstays or versus one of the 3 to 5 new ones that crank out each week.
I'm betting this was an early, you know, cornerstone beer. Mm-hmm. You know, it feels like that eureka moment in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
Where like, oh, we got it right.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking the two row that you said is probably a good theory because it does seem to be better attenuated than the previous one.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think I give them a pretty solid, you know, rating here. For
because
I think this is a pretty good, well-made beer, I think, is how I would describe
it.
Well, we are going to rate the Yacht Juice from Icarus a 4.
Good job, Icarus. Good job,
Icky. Yeah.
Now, I thought that since we were already on the yacht juice, we should go to yacht all the time. Solero, double dry hopped IPA. So this one is 6.5% ABV, Northeast style IPA, copiously dry hop with lupulin and citra, lupulin mosaic, and Columbus, double dry hop with German Solero hops. Mm. Okay, I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, that is. I'm not even that familiar with Solero hops. No. Have anybody looked them up? This one
I wonder if it's a hybrid of Hallertauer, or I don't know.
It is. It's from Hopsteiner, and it is a tropical fruit, mango, passion fruit. The genetic origin is Cascade times a Hopsteiner male.
Well, I think just based on the description, I think the thing that really, you know, I was probably on guard for is this is going to be a lupulin bond. And I really just thought that it was going to be Runaway, you know, Hop City, and you weren't going to be able to smell or taste anything for the next 20 minutes. And I'm pleasantly surprised. You know, it's actually knocked down.
This one's nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It feels like a missed attempt to have a lot of good balance in this.
Yeah, it's somewhere between the first two we had. It's not. I wouldn't say it's fully muddled, but it's not as bright as the last one. But you still get that contrast of the fruit against the sweetness of the beer.
I think this one still finishes pretty nice, too. I like that. Like some of those, it won't go away.
Yep.
You know, but this one does.
Yeah, I think if I had to say what it's lacking in that balance is, I wish to actually had a bigger presentation of the hops. I really think that it's like the hops are over here, and you know, there's this German thing that's kind of going fruit thing that's kind of going over here on the other side, and they're just not shaking hands.
Yeah.
Well, but also, you know, the yacht juice was 8, and this is 6.5. So with it being dialed down a little, I guess.
It
That's
is a little
part
lighter
of
on
it.
The palate.
Right.
A little
mm-hmm.
easier
right,
drinking, right. And it cleans out royal.
Yeah. Well, we'll be back to rate this in just a minute.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey everyone, welcome back and thanks for sticking with us. Today we are doing a brewery takeover of Icarus Brewing Company from Lakewood, New Jersey. And the beer that we were talking about right before the break was Yacht All the Time Solero Double Dry Hopped IPA. And we were just talking about how it's a little bit more dialed down than the yacht juice that we had right before that. And any other last minute thoughts on it?
Well, given the choice, I would totally go for the yacht juice all day long.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Yep.
No contest. This would be a beer I'd probably have a taste of and go, next.
Well, and I wonder if this is a series, too, or something, like Yacht All the Time, Solero, like if there's Yacht All the Time, you know, whatever, Mosaic or...
And also the dry hop just doesn't pop for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I look for a little bit more on the nose.
Sometimes I feel dry hopping is overrated.
Yep.
Like, because different people dry hop for different amounts of time and they use different quantities. So it's like, you know, for some beers, it may like make all the difference. It may make a lackluster beer shine. But for other beers, maybe you don't even really know the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man. What do you think?
Yeah. I like it for what it is. But again, given the option of having the yacht juice versus this one, I'm going to go with the yacht juice. You know,
it you just, agreed with Mike.
I well,
yacht all the time would not pair well with NyQuil chicken.
No, probably. No, probably not. Probably not. Okay, so we will be rating the yacht all the time Solera a 3. Okay, so the next one we're going to talk about is drinking crayons. And when I saw this, I was like, really?
That is a very unusual name.
It's a gray name.
I knew label. A girl in kindergarten who ate crayons.
Yes.
And sure. She is the only person I've ever known who failed kindergarten. I'm not saying there's a direct correlation.
Becky was really pleasant up until the point that she ate the sky blue crayon.
She started eating the crayons and then,
You know what? I think that was the girl that started the NyQuil chicken craze.
Could be.
I think that was what, Maybe. Look, you have to go somewhere after consuming the crayon.
Pretty
There's
sure
nowhere to go but up or sideways.
She probably wasn't going to the bathroom. I'm pretty sure she was backed up.
Oh.
All that wax, dude.
God. Okay.
Can't pass wax.
All right.
And what color would that be in the crayon box?
It all ends up as gray or, well, I guess brown in this case.
Sepia.
So,
yeah.
Juliana, are you thinking to the pre-op questionnaire that you guys need to add, some questions going, when was the last time you consumed NyQuil chicken?
Yeah. And when was the last time you consumed crayons?
Yeah. See, that's what I'm here for, is the value add in our healthcare safety system.
I mean, I've heard of waxy buildup, but this is crazy.
Yeah. Oh.
Tony, you double pock. Bring me some NyQuil. Wow.
Okay. Oh my God. Drinking crayons, Imperial IPA, folks. 7.9% ABV.
Back your theme.
Heavily weeded and oated Northeast Imperial IPA.
Say heavily weeded.
Hopped with El Dorado, Amarillo, and Columbus, and then dry hopped with Azaka, Amarillo, Columbus, and Lupulin Mosaic. Potent notes of tangerine, lemon, melon, mango, and apricot.
This just feels like, and I like, let me just start. I like this beer. I think it's got a nice, juicy, poppy flavor, but this is like, it feels like we just bought a crap load of hops and we're just going to start throwing stuff in there because we're making 3 to 5 beers a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. And I get the weeded part because there isn't as much of a malt
backbone
counterbalance to this, which should make the hops stand out more than they seem to.
Yeah.
You know, I think you hit on some of the 3 to 5 a week, though. There's a common theme across these beers. They're very similar. And I wonder about breweries that do this many beers. It's like, why not just pick one of your great recipes and just keep making it better and better?
Give me something I want to keep coming back for.
Yeah, because if you're coming up with new recipes every week, you're basically doing the same thing, just a little bit different variations of hops. You're still making the same beer.
Yeah.
But, okay, I'm going to play the devil here and say, but as part of that, what they're able to get.
Possibly. As a small brewery, they might not be able to contract for certain amounts. So on the spot market, they get what they can and they work with it. I can see that.
So maybe that's a part of it.
Yeah, it's probably a part of it.
I mean, I think in the last few episodes that we've done, we've noticed like variations on a theme. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Of hops. So maybe that is a big part of it.
And it could be. And maybe they just phrased it as a selling point of what they do, instead of saying like, look, we can only get what we can get. But either way, when you do 3 to 5 beers a week, at least one or two of them are not gonna work,
Dave's description of what was going down. This really does feel like they started with this base beer that they make a ton of it all day long.
Yeah.
And it's like a giant, bold experiment in, hops. The going, let's just throw this in there and that in there. And let's see if it survives on tap for more than 1 week.
Sure. Yeah.
And then and then repeat and rinse,
Sure.
Yeah.
But if you're, one of the few breweries in Lakewood, and you're getting a lot of, I mean, the thing about the Jersey Shore for the summer is it's not just people from New Jersey that are coming there to the shore,
sure,
you know, that are coming from inland and going to the coast, but you're getting it from all over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That you may not know all the taste profiles of people that are coming in, so you're trying to offer something for everyone.
Yeah, I think they should have called this the Lazy Brewer Special. I'm sorry, but that's what it smacks, you know, for me.
Yeah. What do you think about it, Julia? This flavor profile on this one.
Next.
It's a...
Rude.
I feel like there's Pledge competing with apricot. Like, I taste the apricot, and I want to taste more of it because an apricot that's really well done, I really enjoy in a beer, but I'm getting a lot of lemon, and it's just not...
Sweet lemon.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not balanced for me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I wonder... staring at all the fruit in the basket, but they're just not harmony.
Well, I wonder if you have to think about... If you're going to wheat a beer, like if you're heavily wheated and oated, okay, that's going to add a lot of sugar, you know, and sweetness to it.
Sure.
And then if you use hops where their profile leads you more to a sweeter, fruitier thing, you're pushing everything in one direction and you're not creating the balance.
Yeah.
Again, I like this beer. I think it tastes pretty good, but it could have more dimensions to it.
One thing that... Yeah. And I may be completely in left field, won't be the first time. But as I read through this menu of beers, and especially this particular one, you know, of it being drinking crayons, to what extent is this something that you concoct for the visual appeal on a can? I mean, if things are going out, so the art department may be directing. Yeah, there you go.
It's a great looking can.
It is. It's a great looking can. So there you go.
But in a way, I think this makes sense because there is so much going on and so much competition. I mean, all of these colors, if you bleed them all or you heat them all up, it's going to end up being one color. And we know it's going to end up being black at the end. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this is a lot of competing flavors.
So if you're looking, you know, into a beer case and you see that, you drink with your eyes before you actually drink the beer.
Sure. So maybe seeing this and knowing that this is sort of out there in the spectrum that, well, you're going to get out there in the spectrum. I don't know. Well, we are going to rate drinking crayons a 2. Okay. We got time for a bonus. So we're going to talk about...
Oh, let's talk about the NyQuil chicken some more. Mm. I love Kendall's... Kendall's opening salvo question was, what was the conversation like? Who was the first person to do that?
Yeah. What? Why?
I think they made that last beer.
Yeah. You know? I just can't imagine. Like, okay, let's get some random over-the-counter drugs and put food in it.
Bobby, come in here. Look at this.
Well, okay.
And what should be the song or the soundtrack behind eating...
There you go.
NyQuil chicken.
See, Juliana's thinking hard and fast about that. She's like, well, which Molly Hatchet song, you know?
I'm thinking Comfortably Numb.
Yeah, myself. I'm thinking of some Floyd or some non-worded prog rock because...
It's one thing to have good beer pairing, but music pairing with NyQuil chicken is really important.
There's such a thing as non-worded prog rock.
Yeah, there is.
So they run out of old British ladies to scream over the...
Okay, that's the Who. They weren't prog rock.
No, they were not prog rock.
You know, you just don't have taste.
Except in women.
Yeah. They said we were the first band to throw up at the bar and found the distance to the stage too far.
Wow. I just wonder how, you know, people are talking with their friends going, so what'd you do last night? Well, we sat around, we made some NyQuil chicken. I mean, you know, it's like, what were you watching? You know,
because it was on TikTok. And if it's on
really
TikTok,
good Netflix series perfect. That you would be watching that would pair well with NyQuil chicken, you know?
Yeah, it's the only safe alternative to cooking meth.
Are you sure about that?
And I heard everybody in South Dakota go, yes!
Well, okay, but you know what? That's not that far off because, like, if you think about, like, how people cook meth, and I've never done it. Okay,
you've just heard.
But didn't they have to start
somewhere
banning people from buying too much, like pseudoephedrine or whatever?
Yes.
Yes.
Because they were going to
Are you saying that I'm going to have to show my driver's license to buy NyQuil?
Well,
if you get to that point.
You cannot buy NyQuil and chicken at the same time. Yeah.
Can you see the state legislature hearing? Senator, we have a serious problem within our population. We've got to stop this NyQuil chicken.
It's expired and gone to see its maker.
There you go. That's it. Yeah. We're going to have expert testimony. I cook NyQuil chicken 14 days a week, and my brain cells are
fine.
Almost. I'm sorry. Why was I here again? it's like.
All right.
Well, let's talk about, in Tennessee, we had the roadkill bill, so you could have the NyQuil bill.
Yeah.
Oh,
man. NyQuil roadkill.
I feel everybody in Narcazon going, finally, we made the map.
Wow.
I could not figure out a way to make possum that I ran over my truck in a way I enjoyed it.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
We need to drink a beer.
Everybody have some Cosby chicken and let's
talk
later. Gosh. Okay, let's talk about our bonus beer, which is First Leap Double Dry Hop Imperial IPA. 8.5% ABV, heavily weeded and oated Northeast Imperial IPA with Tahiki, Zeus hops, then copiously dry hopped with New Zealand Green Bullet, Tahiki, Matuka, Lupulin Mosaic, and Zeus. Double dry hop with Nelson Sauvin. I gotta say, I'm a fan of people using Nelson Sauvin outside of Saisons.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah. And I'm noticing that it's like more and more coming into the IPA pale ale. And I'm like, I'm here for it with the burp.
Apparently Mike appreciated it as well, I think.
Yeah, what can I say? I like any beer where you get to say the word Tahiki. This is interesting. So same base beer. This is the continuity of the theme where we play dial up a hop profile. Come on down. It's Thursday at 1 o'clock. Just throw crap in the boil tank. Whatever. It's going to happen here. It is definitely the continuity of that theme.
Sure. But I'm kind of a fan of this one.
It's better than the last one.
Yep.
But it's that same central theme that they've got running through, which is throw a bunch of hops in it, which they do use the word copiously a lot. So I think that's just their brewing philosophy.
Otherwise they're not as, what do we have left over
in the back kitchen?
Well, this is New Jersey, so they only know that many words.
Yeah.
Okay. That's right. Yeah. That's right. I took a shot.
Wow. Yeah, it's kind of the kitchen sink approach here.
Cool. I've made a full blown class action lawsuit.
It's Gynemonosaurus.
But overall, I don't see a lot of variety between these beers, except for the West Coast. The other five are all very similar.
Yeah, that seems to be a pattern with some breweries that we could talk about.
But we won't. I won't say the name Southern Grist.
This sounds like a sweet citrus, kind of thing going on. So it still has that lemony, thing, but the sugars around this are about, more Meyer lemon. You're stepping into like Tangelo's, what this reminds me of.
I knew a girl named Tangelo once.
did she, you think she did the NyQuil chicken challenge?
She was
juicy.
Juicy, yeah.
Wow.
That was way long ago in my past.
Yeah. Whereas the previous one had the apricot and the lemon, like almost pledgy. This one is like candied orange zest almost or something like that reminds me of like fair. Of a treat.
That's a good way to describe
this.
Okay, well, we are going to rate the First Leap Double Dry Hopped Imperial IPA from Icarus Brewing a 3.
A lot of big beers in this.
That's the trend.
Yeah,
big and juicy.
That's how you know you're getting value, you're getting more ABV in your can.
This is a very interesting trend, though, for sure. Just when you thought we would not see, 40 breweries all do the same thing, boom, there you go.
Always.
Well you got to go with what you can sell. And this is what people want. I think overall, I like Icarus.
Yeah.
you know.
I could just, definitely handle a flight like this. Yeah, for sure.
But I think of these six, one of the two standouts for me was the West Coast.
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely.
Which is weird.
Yeah. Which is saying something, isn't it?
There's room for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We need more.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's going to do it for today. Yeah, not bad, right?
No,
interesting flight.
Good.
Yeah, yeah, interesting flight. Good boy, Kendall. Thanks for being here.
It was a pleasure as always.
Please tell us about your blog.
My beautiful wife and I blog about the good news of good beer at beermakes3.com.
Cool. Good old boy, Mike. Thanks for being here with
us. Hey, thanks for joining us this week. Come back and enjoy another great episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes. I will ask you
to. You want to be daddy? Said it? You want to wear the daddy pants?
Please keep on sipping.
Reverend Mark, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me here. Love it.
Good old boy, Dave.
Bye.
This is good old gal Juliana. Thanks for joining us again. Keep on chugging, and we'll catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions,
and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.